Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 4th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. Jesus fasted for 40 days and 40 nights, and afterwards he was famished. Then the tempter came and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command these stones to become loaves of bread." But Jesus answered, "It is written, one does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God." Then the devil took Jesus to the holy city and placed him on the pinnacle of the temple, saying to Jesus, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and on their hands they will bear you up, so that you will not dash your foot against a stone." Jesus said to him, "Again it is written, do not put the Lord God to the test." Again the devil took Jesus to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. And the devil said to Jesus, "All these I will give you if you fall down and worship me." Jesus said to the devil, "Away with you, Satan, for it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve only him." Then the devil left Jesus, and suddenly the angels came and waited on him. The Gospel of our Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Please be seated. Grace and peace be unto you from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Today is a unique Sunday for two reasons. One, it's the first Sunday in Lent. Two, it's our annual meeting. As I thought about our annual meeting coming up, as I thought about this worship service, as I thought about my sermon, I read the text for this Sunday. This is the text that's appointed for this Sunday. It's the text that comes every year in the first Sunday of Lent, right after the baptism of Christ, as the Spirit whisks him off into the wilderness for 40 days of fasting, 40 days of prayer, a time for Christ to center himself on the ministry and mission that is to come. This is the reading that we have every year in the first Sunday of Lent. This reading is to implore us to enter into our own wilderness, our own time of prayer, our own time of introspection, our own time to center ourselves in the Word of God and prepare ourselves for the ministry that we are being called to. And I could not pick a more fitting reading to have for that of our annual meeting. The story as it's laid out is probably well known to many of us, and on its face, it means what it says, and it says what it means. Christ has just received his baptism, and quickly he's in the wilderness. He's fasted, he's prayed, he's communed with God, and now we are told he is famished. He is hungry, he is at his weakest, and it is then that the devil arrives, the tempter, the evil one, Satan. And the devil gives Christ three temptations. The first temptation the devil offers to Christ is one of weakness. Christ is hungry. He's been fasting. He's been alone in the wilderness. The devil says to Jesus, "Turn these stones into bread." Quite a temptation. Sustenance. What we need most. Food. Water. Shelter. The devil hits Christ with his most basic need, that of sustenance. As a congregation, today we will discuss our most basic needs. Volunteers, disciples, building maintenance, staffing, programs, money. These seem to be our most basic needs. We will be tempted by them. We can be tempted by the sense that enough is never enough. We need a better building. We need more money. We need more people. We need more energy. We need more excitement. We need more disciples. We need. This need comes from a sense of not being full. We are hungry for these things. That's a natural human emotion. We want more. The tempter, the evil one, the one that approaches Christ in his greatest time of need, knows this. And he offers it to Jesus. Just go ahead and do it. Things will be better. Things will work out. Trust me. This is what you need to do. And in our weakest moments, we too will be tempted. How will we respond? Christ responds with the Word of God. One does not live by bread alone. One lives by the Word of God. It is our calling today, it is our calling throughout the year, to remember those words in our personal lives and in our lives as a congregation. That we are to live by the Word of God. The second temptation that's offered to Christ is one of power. You're Jesus. You're the Son of God. Throw yourself off this temple. God's angels will come and save you. We too will be tempted. We will be tempted. The third temptation is very similar. Again, it's about power. It's about honor. It's about might. Satan tells Christ, if you do these things, I will give you all the world. I will give you the countries. I will give you the armies. I will give you the riches. I will give you the praise. That's always a constant temptation for us in the church. We want to be bigger. We want to be more influential. We want to be happier, more joyful, more energized. But how do we hold to that? Christ says, do not put the Lord your God to the test. There will be times in the coming years when we might find ourselves wanting to put the Lord our God to the test. Times when we worship things that are not of God. Times when we set up false gods. Times when we don't trust God to deliver us what we need. That's part of the human condition. It's part of our sinfulness. It's the old Adam in us. It's the part that believes there's not enough. Not enough money, not enough time, not enough love, not enough security. We need to hoard, we need to keep, we need to protect. Thank you, God, for what we have, but we want more. What are we willing to do to get it? That will be our temptation. How far is too far? What things are we willing to throw in the ash heap of history? What rough parts of God's Word are we willing to smooth out to make it more palatable? It's a question every church asks. How radical are we going to be? Are we going to be a nice place for nice people? Or are we going to be a church that focuses on God's Word? A church that recognizes it's in bondage to sin? A church that recognizes it's not perfect. A church that comes to the cross and says, forgive me, Lord. Shape us in your image. Help us to be your people. Help us to set our sights on you and the things you are concerned with. The needs of others. The spreading of the gospel. Service. Gratitude. Discipleship. That can be a tough orientation. As a church, it can often feel, as a minister, it can often feel like I am in the desert of life. prayer, famine, not knowing the future, not knowing where we are going, not knowing how God is calling. But I find power in Christ's words. For how does Christ defeat the evil one? How does Christ throw off these temptations? Through our inner strength? Through a personal power? Through trickery? Through self-denial? No. Every time that the devil, Satan, the evil one, issues a challenge to Christ, issues a deception to Christ, issues a temptation to Christ, Christ responds with the Word of God. These are not new words that Christ is uttering today. This is not some powerful new teaching. This is not some kind of esoteric wisdom. This is the same knowledge that is available to all of us. It is Scripture. It is the Word of God. My prayer for myself, my prayer for this congregation, that whatever comes our way, whatever decisions are made, that like Christ, we always turn to the Word of God. That we find our authority there, we find our reassurance there, we find our direction there. May this be the compass that guides our path, the words that instruct our knowledge, and the love that supports us in our ministry with one another. Amen.